Quaker Pup Sweet and Quaker Pup Rice bring you Harry and the Pirates. The new and exciting adventure of Harry Lee, the Dragon Lady Strikes Back.
Akin the Cobra, where are you?
Who approaches the secret camp of the pirates?
Who? How dare you question my identity, you sniveling...
The Dragon Lady. My humblest apologies for not seeing you more quickly in the darkness.
Who are you? Speak up.
I am Aang, Drake Lady. Aang, worthless third lieutenant to the master, Akim the Cobra.
Has a slobbering buffoon not told you that he and you and all your band of pirates work for me? That I am the master here?
Oh, yes, honorable lady. He has told us.
Then speak not of Akim as master. And get him. Get him at once and bring him to me.
I cannot do that, great lady. Akim the Cobra sleeps. I dare not disturb him.
So the hulking monster sleeps, does he? Sleeps while our plans go to ruin, while the villagers are yet alive, while the American boy still fails to put in his appearance here, and while the very secret which brings us here is still unrevealed. Aang, how many more dawns do you wish to see?
As many as the great lady shall permit.
Hold up your face, Aang. Hold it up and look at me.
Yes, great lady.
Take that! And there is more of the same in store for you, stupid one, if you do not obey my wish.
But you do not understand. The great cobra, he is not just asleep. He wished to be in good spirits for your honored arrival. And perhaps he imbibed the spirit in too great quantity.
Bring him to me and bring him to me now, even if it means dragging him here. Do you understand? Priceless minutes are flying. Even now I should be seeking the man I've been assigned to get rid of instead of wasting my time checking on you, spineless dolt.
Already the Dragon Lady has arrived in the pirates' camp in the besieged village of Shangling. Already she has indicated the double jeopardy which he holds in store for Terry Lee and his friends. As head of Keem and his band, she will oppose Terry in his hopes to save the village and the American boy. As agent for Turnbull, she has been given the assignment of taking Terry's life because he now possesses the fabulous gold detector ring. Terry and his friends know nothing of this double threat, as they now are nearing the end of their hazardous journey through the Singling Shan Mountains and are approaching the village of Shangling.
Oh, boy, am I bushed. You know, this has been the toughest little jog on horseback Pat Ryan has ever seen.
Oh, eyelids hang low like pirate window shades. Would love brief nap beside river we now approach.
Oh. I is tired and I is weary. Take I up and kiss I, dearie.
Study out, hotshot. Quit dreaming of that girl back in Boston and give us some thought on what we're going to do next.
You know, I remember this spot pretty well from flying over it on our way to Ping Yang.
Now, Connie, remember, too. Remember stream near edge of last ridge here and smoke from pirate's camp coming from foothills below.
Yeah, that's right. And that'll put the pirate camp right between the village and us.
Right, hotshot. We've got to skirt those guys somehow and get into that town.
You know, seems to me I remember something else about this spot. Something we ought to take into consideration.
What's that, Pat?
This river, or stream, or whatever you'd want to call it, that we're coming onto, ends in a nice big waterfall, not too far from here.
Connie can just hear it in distance.
Yeah, so can I. We'd better steer clear of this stream and try to get down on this side of it, huh, Terry?
I don't believe we can do it that way. The mountains are too steep beside that waterfall. Even if we did get down that way, we'd still be on the wrong side of the river when we reach town.
Oh, Mr. Terry, mean then we must go stream? Oh, looks very wide and very deep.
Oh, look. The current in there is strong enough to tear down a good-sized skyscraper. We can't go through there, Terry.
Yeah, what happens if one of these nags slips as we're going across? Did somebody suddenly produce a barrel so we can ride down those falls?
Oh, cunning, wishing he could find himself in comfortable hot shower. Now get cold one instead.
What's our plan of action, Terry? Maybe we'd better decide now before we get across, huh?
Well, as I see it, our first objective is that American boy who's supposed to have offered himself as hostage to Joaquin the Cobra.
Yeah.
When we get across the stream and down toward the foothills, you, Pat, and you, Hotshot, make camp while Connie and I take a careful look-see. If the coast is clear, maybe we can head off that boy before it's too late.
Assuming, of course, that there is such a kid, and friend Akeem hasn't already disposed of him.
Kid or not, we owe it to those villagers, friend. Go down there and lend a hand. Now, let's quit yamming and get started. We'll cross this stream one at a time. I'll go first.
Oh, no, you don't. It's my turn to try a few of the dangers first, son. Pat Ryan leads off on this play.
Okay, go to it, Pat. But keep that nag steady. We'll be watching just in case.
Yeah, do that. As a swimmer, I make a first-class wallpaper hanger.
Warily, carefully, Pat guides his horse into the deep and rushing stream. His friends watch silently as man and horse slowly descend into the water, slowly fight their dangerous way to the opposite shore. Pat makes it. Connie follows. And then Hotshot begins to slip across. And in a moment, a dangerous and exciting development.
Take it easy now, Hotshot. Keep that pony headed upstream.
Sure. Don't worry about me. When the boy Hilo, Charles, does anything, he does it right. You know that.
Oh, Mr. Hotshot already disappearing from view. He's so low on horse, he's already scraping water.
Heads up, Hotshot, and relax, boy. Let the nag do the work.
Stop fooling those tiresome remarks from the sidelines. I'm getting there, and I don't need that. Hey, what are you doing when the nag keeps going down? Stand up in the blouses, too?
Sure, don't get that red hair wet. It might fade.
Very funny.
Try standing up in the saddle, Hotshot. Maybe it'll be taller than the horse's head that way.
Huh? All right, wise guy. Make sport of the magnificent stature of Charles, will you?
Hey, I was only joking. For Pete's sake, Hotshot, sit down in that saddle.
Hotshot, quit that clowning. If that horse misses its footing just once, your life won't be worth 2 cents.
Please, Mr. Hotshot, do as Mr. Terry
says. Stop whirling like a bunch of old women. Kind of guy have a little fun once in a while. Hey, let's see. Throw hands. Oh, no. Hey, what happened? Hey, you guys. I'm going downstream like a shot out of a cannon.
Hotshot, grab for that horse and get back on him.
I got him grabbing for sure.
Land the goat and me in my big mouth. Harry, we've got to do something. He's heading for those falls.
Connie, no. Don't try to swim after him. You can never make it against that current.
But we can't stand here.
We're not going to stand here. Get back on those horses, you guys, and start racing downstream. Try to reach him from that side, and I'll try from this side. Get going!
He's gaining on us, Terry. That stream's moving a mile a minute.
You're not seeing Mr. Hotshot now.
Hotshot? Keep shouting so we can tell where you are.
Yeah, friend! Yeah! Sorry, my self-fence isn't working. But don't hurry anyway, will you?
Faster, you guys! Faster!
Look, there he is, Terry. Over there, near your side.
Hotshot! Can you see me? Can you see this hole?
Yeah, I think so.
Watch it, Dan. I'm going to toss it to you. See if you can grab hold.
Don't hurry, Mr. Terry. Get it pulled. Feel pulled.
Ready
now.
Here it comes.
Yeah. I can't reach it, Terry. Can't reach it.
All right, here it comes again, then. You ready? Watch it. Yeah. There. Is that anywhere near to you?
I got it, Terry!
Then grab hold for all you're worth, pal. The nag and I are going across, and you're coming in from behind.
Oh,
atta
boy, Terry. Keep coming. You're almost there.
Oh, what close falls. Thought Mr. Hotshot really a corner.
You thought so? What do you think I thought?
Oh, you okay back there now, Hotshot?
Go ahead. I can walk it from here. Even I can do that.
Oh, are you guys ever soaked? We'd better build a fire and get you dried off before we do anything else. Oh, no. We come downstream so far, the pirates may spot us. Now, we can't take that chance.
I'm sorry, you guys. That's the last time I do any clowning. For a while, anyway.
Skip it. Let's be thankful we're all safe. And now, since our position's been changed, we better do a little reorganizing. I think we can still get down from here, but...
Mr. Terry, look. Look directly below. Hmm?
Well, what's the matter?
Holy smokes! Our team tied up. And so close, we're practically on top of them.
Hold it a second. I can hear voices down there. Maybe we can make out what they're saying.
In a moment, Terry and his friends and we too overhear some shocking news. News that spells sudden danger.
Yelling, I'm still waiting. Is Akim coming or isn't he?
Akim, the cobra, still sleeps. I cannot awaken him.
Coward, spineless dolt, I'll awaken him. But hold. What is this that is suddenly being washed ashore at my feet? Pick it up.
Yes, great lady. Though it is probably only more rubbish washed down from the mountain.
Oh, rubbish, is it? Do you realize what it is? It's a knapsack. Open it.
Yes, great lady.
Well, quite a collection of articles. Comb, hairbrush, shaving articles. And look at this thing. A photograph in waterproof glass frame. To Dolly, hot shot from his ever-loving Lucy. I can just make it out with the light of your lamp.
Does this strange article have some significance, great lady?
Significance? This photograph means only one thing. That Terry Lee and his friends are already close by. Come, driveling dog. I'll show you how to wake Akim. And I'll show you, too, how I plan to deal with the interfering Mr. Lee.
An innocent knapsack lost during hotshot struggle in the mountain stream has already given Terry and his friends away as they now approach the besieged village of Shangling. Tomorrow, the Dragon Lady, determined upon revenge, takes action. And tomorrow, new surprises and new dangers as Terry and his friends continue their plans to save the village and rescue the American boy. Be with us tomorrow for Rapid Fire Action. Terry is played by Bill Fine. This is Chuck Leslie speaking. Terry and the Pirates is written by Harrison Bingham and is brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. So listen tomorrow when Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you... Quaker Puffed Rice bring you... Terry and the Pirates! This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.